Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We check in today with the Kentucky Ag Department's Sharon Spencer, Division Director for Direct Farm Marketing, coordinating the growth of their Farmers Market program as part of her responsibilities. And all in all, they've had a great year.
We have. We're up to 160 Farmers Markets. We've got 113 counties in Kentucky that's got Farmers Markets. Our goal is to reach 120. Commissioner Quarles and I have talked about it, and we're wanting a Farmers Market in every county if we can get there. We're getting closer.
From the local community's perspective, they found that having their own farmer's market develops into an asset, which has very positive social and economic rewards.
Oh, it is. It's a social atmosphere. You know, when they want to kind of bring a regrowth to downtown area, the first thing they think about is bringing a farmer's market into that area because they know it's going to bring everybody into town. We're very lucky because a lot of our farmers markets has a lot of community support. We've got a lot of the local officials all the way up to the state officials supporting our farmers markets. So that's an excitement.
Some of these have had very humble beginnings, but many over time have added permanent pavilions and even commercial kitchens to aid in food processing. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'm that guy. The one who never finished high school. Worked for a company that shut down. The guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes and I saw opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? Now I'm that guy.
Text My Goal to 74700 for free Kentucky adult education skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
Kentucky agriculture was blessed when over 10 years ago, our state legislature determined that 50% of the master tobacco settlement agreement would be directed toward improving ag infrastructure after tobacco. Sharon Spencer says that's been a catalyst for growth in farmers markets.
Governor's Office for Ag Policy and Warren Beeler, they have been such a great support. And a lot of our farmers markets did get development funds, tobacco money, to actually build farmers market pavilions. And so a lot of our farmers markets across the state order actually has a home. We just recently had one open up in Hickman County. So very excited. They built a brand new pavilion, very nice pavilion.
And also she noted another development. The state Ag Department has now expanded its social media presence.
It's hashtag KYAG365. We want everybody to understand agriculture here in the state of Kentucky and just pretty much nationwide. And so they're going to get something every single day regarding agriculture. A tweet they're going to get, you know, on Facebook, on our website.
That Ag Department update with KDA Sharon Spencer. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.